He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. You hear his song. You hear his intro. It's Derek Johnson presented by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owner, open to all, invest in you, and also sheet metal workers, local number two. DJ, I'm so happy that you're on this show today because, my guy, how great of a game was that from our boy Nick Bolton last night?
Oh man.
I know you're ready to go.
Absolutely. I was smiling from ear to ear, man. Nick has – this is what Nick does, though. This is not a different type of atmosphere or characteristic of Nick. Nick is a playmaker. He's a tackling machine. He's just – a smart young player. Sometimes we forget how young Nick is. Like, Nick is a young player that's making a bunch of tackles, and that just confirms it at the end of the game. Played well all the way through, and at the end of the game, being able to take down one of the young superstars of athletes in the NFL with Bijan, and just coming inside out and knowing the situation, knowing that, hey, I'm going to shoot my shot in that reminded me of, it gave me a flashback. I've done that before, run inside out and come through the line and get a tackle for a loss to seal the game.
Yeah, that's got to be an exhilarating experience. But I want to know from your perspective, for the first 2 weeks, people were critical of Nick, right? Like, oh my God, he's not playing like he needs to. And then he comes out and has that game like he did yesterday. From an athlete's perspective, do you guys hear that narrative? And does that motivate you? Like, kind of go through that situation about, you know, hearing a narrative that you're not good for 2 weeks and then coming out and having a game like that.
Yeah, I've been through that, believe it or not, and it's one of those things where you just have to, I guess, block out the noise, and of course you don't read it, you don't go search it up, you know it probably floats around a little bit, especially, even as fans thinking about a player that maybe hadn't been playing his best or whatnot, mostly probably in a passing game. But we hear it, but we're the first people, the players are actually the first people to notice, all right, we're not up to standard, like, what's going on, so we're not oblivious to us not playing to our standard and our expectation. Mm-hmm. But he worked hard to make sure he came out and had a really, really good game. And we need him. We're 3-0 now. And we didn't even have our best game. Defense played really well other than that first drive. But defense played really well.
The difference, though, DJ, is the noise that you were getting was coming from Haley. It wasn't coming from the fans.
that's some truth to that, for sure.
I like how you described it, 3-0, because like us, I'm sure you watched the NFL all day yesterday where you're seeing scores. You're like, wow, Houston's getting beat this bad by Minnesota. And then you see, you know, the Chargers kind of have some injuries. But there's nothing really you can do except play the game that you can control, which was last night against Atlanta. And I thought the young kid out of K-State, Felix Nduke-Uzomah, I thought he looked pretty well last night, DJ.
He did. He did. Being able to affect the quarterback is – we got to put more value on that. And Cousins was affected and made some throws and some overthrows and interception one time that really helped our defense and helped us, you know, get our offense back the ball, which we needed more possessions. Offensively, we didn't play as well. We still, you know, played better than their offense, right?
That's right.
We ran the ball well on offense and whatnot. But again, going back to the defense, being able to affect the quarterback, you're talking about a high money guy, a high operating veteran quarterback like Cousins. And there's certain times I'm like, man, he's a sitting duck back there because he can't run like Mahomes. And when we got him bottled up, he made some mistakes that really helped us out. Now, our secondary, goodness gracious, man, from just the rushing to the linebackers to the secondary, I mean, they were all active. When you talk about Connor, Reed, McDuffie, just Watson, just everybody, man, it was a great sight to see from a defense standpoint.
Yeah, it really was. And Shamari Connor, too, obviously the big interception, but he ended up with 10 tackles, two passes defended. Like, was that kind of like his kind of coming out party to show everybody, like, hey, here I am, man?
It was. And somehow this Chiefs team, Spags, always finds a couple of DBs where you say, hey, you may not think this guy is big time. And then he goes out there in Spags defense and says, oh, he's somebody to be reckoned with. So, again, man, they are so active. And Spags love the play calling, just stopping the run. I mean, on paper, their running back is probably better than our running back, right? We can all say that. Mm-hmm. but not yesterday. So that tells you what Reed and this football team is doing and just the game plan we have. We're a pretty good football team even on a day that's, you say, hey, that was not that impressive offensively.
Shutting down Bijan kind of reminded me a little bit, too, of the way they shut down Derrick Henry in the championship game a few years ago, right? Like, everybody talked about this guy's going to run all over them. He's going to be this beast. And they held Derrick Henry to 69 yards. They held Bijan Robinson to whatever, 31 yards or whatever it was yesterday. Like, it seems like when the Chiefs defense gets challenged, especially in that run game, they step up, man. What is it about that?
Well, I think it's the mentality. It's the mentality from the defensive line. It starts from the defensive line. It always starts up front. And with those big guys, 98, 97, 95, 56, you just call them out, 69.
Yeah.
All those guys are 91. They just do their job really, really well at a high level. When you do that, when you do your job so well, you help out your teammates to do their job better. So that's when you know you're doing a great job, and it starts in defensive line. And obviously, the linebackers are very active, and our DBs are running, flying around, making plays. Man, our defense is continuing to show us that you can hang your hat on us, even when our superstar Patrick Mahomes is. There was a couple opportunities that I'm sure he wants back, but man, he. We are very blessed with the talent that we have and just the mindset we have with under Andy Reid right now.
Yeah, just giving up a little bit of 20 points per game so far in their first three games of the season. I do want to ask you from a linebacker's perspective, because I thought the young rookie was great last night in the role that he was just kind of presented in with the Isaiah Pacheco injury. How do you go as to trying to stop somebody like Carson Steele, who just looks like he runs like through a brick wall every time he gets the ball as well?
Oh, man. I tell you what, our offensive line is doing a great job of putting a hat on a hat. And if you're gonna slow down Steele, you're gonna have to slow him down early, because if you don't stop him from getting 2 or 3 yards, he's gonna run through the next 3 or 4 yards. That's just how he is. He puts his head down and goes, and he's got good vision. He's not doing too much. Sometimes running backs can do too much. You got to be John at times where you say, man, he's jumping cut. He's trying to get outside. It's like, nope, it's not gonna work. Can you get down? Can you go slow two, fast through as a running back? And that's what Carson Steele is doing right now. And that's heck of a debut for a rookie free agent.
No doubt, man. He was really good, but Rashee Rice is emerging as the best wide receiver, obviously, we've had since Tyreek Hill in this offense right now. What do you like about this kid?
Oh, man, he catches the ball on the run. They have plans for Rice. Like, Rice is our number one guy, obviously, right now. And I say right now just because we're doubling and doing – people are doubling and doing a bunch of stuff with Kelce, which is fine. Kelce's playing his role right now. But Rice, every time he catches the ball, he is on the move, and he's a fast guy. So you never want him to be in a position where he's more of a possession guy, a 50-50 ball type of guy. No, he's a guy that underneath routes, he's catching and running. He's doing drag routes, whip routes. Man, he's option routing it. Every time Mahomes steps back, he's looking for Rice, and Rice is killing it right now. So the league better take notice. Hopefully they don't. Hopefully they get to him before he gets 1,000 yards, because he's on his way. Really, really soon.
All right, so let's have that conversation about Travis Kelce that, like, nobody wants to have. Are they taking him out of the game? Has he gotten too old? Is he not part of the game plan? Is Rice the feature? Like, where do you view the Travis Kelce situation right now?
I don't think it's a really situation. He is older. That's the reality of it. Is he going downhill? No, of course not. If you want to play a defense just like you play other offenses, where you go one on one or not really put a lot of attention on the tight end, Travis Kelce is going to kill you. He'll have 10 catches. He can do that. He still is a guy. You know, I've watched him for a long time, and he's so crafty, still doing his thing. And there are times where they are triangling and making sure they bump him off the line or making sure that he doesn't get the ball. But again, other people are open, which helps out the whole defense. Helps out the whole offense. I'm not worried at all about Travis Kelce. We're winning. We're 3-0. So regardless of him, all receivers are tight end passing receivers. They want the ball. Trust me. I was around Tony Gonzalez forever, and he thought he was open every single play. He's like, give me the ball. But that's probably because he wasn't winning as much. But Kelce, I'm sure he's mature about it. He knows that he has a place on this offense and has a plan for him. So when his time comes, it'll come. But he just doesn't have those catches like he's had in the past.
One thing I want to bring up, which I thought was interesting last night, was the evolution that we're starting to see in one Leo Chenal. The guy looks like an absolute animal on the outside. I know they use him in like the jumbo package around the goal line whenever they're trying to punch the ball in, but you really like seeing guys like Drew Tranquil come out of their shell last night along with Nick Bolton. I thought the linebacking core last night was absolutely great.
Yeah, they are. They're very smart guys. You talk about Tranquil, you talk about Bolton, obviously, and then you add Leo Chenal. Leo Chenal is kind of that guy where, he's not quite on the scouting report in a way where they're talking about him like Tranquil and Bolton. But then you get in the game like, oh, he's pretty good too. Like, you know, he's running through people, or he's making hard tackles. Smart guys, smart players. You know, when you have a really good defense like we do, you got to have linebackers that are athletic and smart. And that's what we have with the Chiefs.
Talk with Derek Johnson here on 96.5 The Fan. And you look around the rest of the league, man, it's kind of a scatterbrain league right now. I mean, you know something in week one, you forgot it in week two. You learned something in week two, you forgot it in week three. So as of right now, who do you think is the biggest competitor for the Chiefs in the AFC?
Oh, man, that's a hard question now. At first it was the Ravens, and you say, no, the Ravens isn't as good. And you're like, no, they are good, you know.
Right.
So it's wild right now. It's always too early to tell. I'm so proud of our guys for just sticking it out. It's not going to be sexy wins throughout this 2024 season, but when you can get a win, it's a win, man. It's a big deal to win in the NFL. It's so much parity, and everybody is, even if the records aren't that good, nobody's crazy better than another team. So everybody's getting paid and playing at a high level. But the Chiefs are a little bit better than everybody else right now, and that's kind of clear.
And you're also seeing, too, defenses, man, they're as fast as they've ever been. Like, I feel like they finally caught up to these offenses. You're seeing low-scoring games. You aren't seeing blowouts. You're seeing defenses able to make plays. Like, defenses have come a long way.
They have. And you got to, again, this game is you got to play in space. So in order to play in space, you need to have athletic linebackers. You need to have DBs that not only can cover, but can come down in the box and hit somebody. And if you can get somebody to affect that money man, that quarterback in the back, these defensive ends and outside linebackers that are rushing the passer are getting faster and faster and faster.
All right, DJ. Well, it's rivalry week. They get the Los Angeles Chargers, who seem to be pretty beat up this Sunday, and then we'll talk to you again next Monday, and hopefully it's a 4-0 start, and the rest of the season we just take off and get ready for the playoffs.
Absolutely. Y'all take it easy, man.
Yeah, you take care, man. Derek Johnson, presented by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owner, open to all, invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers, local number 2. Linebackers were great, man.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
I don't think we talk about that enough. I know it's a boring, you know, maybe thing to look at, but
it's
I mean,
talking about the fullback, you know,
yeah. Or it's like saying, oh yeah, your third baseman is really good over there. Defense is great, strong arm, hits 250. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, like I think it was Mitch Holtis who told us about they were going to talk about the LBs.
Yeah, and Dusty, a little bit different here because both first two weeks with Baltimore and Cincinnati used a lot of multiple tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't just Gesicki. They had four tight ends active. And they were using three tight ends, two tight ends a lot. Now, Atlanta doesn't do that as much. They will some. But Pitts is a monster. You know, we love watching the Olympics. Mm. But I think we can realize we're watching the Olympics every week when we watch the NFL. These are world-class athletes. And Kyle Pitts is exactly that. He was the highest-drafted tight end in NFL history. He went fourth overall that year and runs like a wide receiver. But Atlanta doesn't use a ton of multiple tight end sets. I'm going to throw in, I'll give you that one, but then defending Bijan Robinson is part of the answer here because he can wreck a game. He's got 48% of their advances. We saw what he did at UT. He would just take games over. But there's a lot of pressure here on the linebackers and the safeties, most notably the linebackers, because some part of the tight end thing you're talking about, Dusty, is linebackers, especially if they're double tight because that means you're in base. That means it's all three of them out there with Chenal and Nick and also Tranquil. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have a very good game, their best game in probably since last year's playoffs. That's kind of a Captain Obvious, but there's a lot of pressure on the linebackers in this game.
And they did just that. No running back had over 33 yards rushing. No wide receiver or tight end had over 67 yards.
And really, Kyle Pitts had one play. I mean, that was it. You know, you can't take plays away. I'm not going to pull over Emil here and go, hey, you take away those six plays, we win. But you take away that Kyle Pitts 50-yarder, he has 9 yards receiving. I mean, that was the last big play that they had all day, too. They got a touchdown and then they got a field goal the rest of the way. So, but yeah, I mean, I thought they did a really nice job yesterday. There's really nothing to be upset about.
And that last Nick Bolton tackle was...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Leo Chenal with a hand in the dirt, mm-hmm. pushing the line of scrimmage back. I mean, he's just so versatile as a linebacker.
Could be the underlying story of why this team is continuing to stay successful on defense.
Reinventing themselves, man.
That's right.